Even in the coldest parts of the year, Granite Staters are out on hiking trails and in the woods. But now that we have warmer weather, even the most casual outdoorsmen and women among us may choose to head out of doors. That extra exertion requires extra nutrition, and Bill Warren is here to help. He's vice chair of the New Hampshire chapter of the Appalachian Mountain Club, and he teaches workshops on how to eat enough and eat healthy on the trail, something he says even experienced hikers can have a hard time doing.
They served me for breakfast Pop-Tarts and instant oatmeal. And when I started teaching the classes, I said, you know, we're going to do a lot better than this. We really can. So that's when we started moving to the higher quality foods. And the objective is to put about 50% of your diet into carbohydrates, 30% into fats, and 20% into proteins. Within the carbohydrates, we're looking for some simple carbohydrates, pure sugar, and then some complex carbohydrates like you get in whole grains and pasta and things like that. That's where you start getting your vitamins and your minerals. And if you think of food as putting a log on the fire, simple carbohydrates, the sugar burns like pine. It burns very quickly, very hot. You do need it, but it won't sustain you. Carbohydrates will get into your body and you'll be able to use them within about 2 hours. Fats take about 5 hours. And if you eat protein today, it really doesn't do you any good until about 24 hours later. You do need the protein because the protein is what's used to rebuild your muscles.
Now, there's a lot of food that is marketed as food for the trail or on-the-go energy kinds of things. What are the questions that people should be asking when they're confronted with these kinds of things to try to determine whether they should consider using some of those options or whether they should go in a completely different direction?
One of the things that we've tried to do is to show people there are some options. For example, those foods that you buy in the hiking store in the freezer bag or freeze-dried, they're real easy, they're real quick, some of them are kind of tasty, but if you start noticing that a relatively small bag of food will have 3 servings in it, which after a long day on the trail, honestly, it's not even close to a serving for someone like me, and you'll have 700 milligrams of salt per serving, so you're getting 2,100 milligrams of salt. You do need some replacement of salt, obviously, because if you've been sweating. But that's a lot of salt, and I question the nutritional value of those. So what we've done is to try to teach people how to create their own foods, make them very tasty, very satisfying, very clean, if you will, and not have all of those ingredients in it.
So what might be an example of one of the foods that someone could make and take with them that avoids the excess salt content and provides the right kinds of complex carbohydrates that they could put together relatively quickly and might also even taste good?
One of the things that people always ask is, what is the ideal food to take on a backpacking or camping trip? It's always surprising the answer that I give, and that's the good old peanut butter and jelly sandwich. If you put it on a whole wheat bread or an oat bread, you've got your simple carbohydrates, you've got your complex carbohydrates within the peanut butter, you've got some fats, and you've got some protein. It doesn't freeze in the wintertime. One of the things that I'm doing is doing a thing called freezer bag cooking, where I take pint-sized or quart-sized freezer bags, and I buy couscous. I'll put dried fruits in it. I will put some brown sugar in it because you do need that simple carbohydrate. I put walnuts or almonds in it, which nuts include protein and fats. You boil up some water. You dump the water into the freezer bag, seal it, mush it around a little bit, and let it sit for 5 minutes. And if it's a cold winter's day, you put it inside your coat, and that feels pretty nice in there where it stays warm. Then you eat out of the bag, and when you're done, you zip the bag, lick the spoon, and you've got the dishes done, and you've got a really nutritious meal for yourself. Now, there's one fellow that I've worked with on doing these backpacking classes that is really a fantastic cook, and he makes up a dish that's got rice and chicken and vegetables and a lot of spices, including curry. But because we don't watch the pot, tomorrow's oatmeal tastes like curry.
Which is not ideal.
No, it's not. But it is something we do because we don't want to throw those food scraps on the ground.
That's Bill Warren of the New Hampshire chapter of the Appalachian Mountain Club. He's teaching a workshop on eating well on the trail this week at the Concord Public Library. You'll find details about the event at nhpr.org.